Hello, and welcome to Gamecast, a podcast about gaming created by us, students in David Morgan's first year writing class at Emory University. Read, write, play. Some have claimed that video games are becoming the greatest storytelling medium of our age. So we will explore the impact of this developing medium on our society. Each week for the rest of the semester, a pair of students will play a game and discuss it using terms and ideas from Ian Bogost's Doing Things with Video Games. We hope that we can investigate and describe a wide variety of innovative methods of expressive representation. You can find us on the web at bit.ly/RWPGamecast.
Hi, my name is Annika.
And I'm Samsara. And welcome to Gamecast.
Today we are going to be talking about Tomb Raider and Ian Bogost's term reverence.
So reverence is one of the terms that he uses in his book, How to Do Things with Video Games. And it basically means to have deep respect for someone or something. And in today's podcast, we'll be talking about how the game Tomb Raider and how all of its sequels have been successful in developing respect for themselves. So Tomb Raider, which is styled as Lara Croft Tomb Raider, is basically, it's like a media franchise. So core design was taken over later by Crystal Dynamics, which has been the primary developer for the game ever since then. Some other developers also played like a small role in developing other games, but they weren't as successful as the original ones created by the company itself.
The first game came out in October 25th, 1996, and like the latest release that they had was Rise of the Tomb Raider, and it was released in November 10th, 2015. So like they have games continually being created every single year almost. So one of the important things that we saw of the game was that the main character, or the protagonist of the game, is female. We found that to be very important because, like, this was, like, after the women's rights movement. But even then, like, and during that time, women weren't, like, portrayed as main characters in many things.
Yeah, and the game was released in 1996, the very first time it was released.
Since this game is an action-adventure game, it's just showing that women were capable of doing things that, like, men could do in video games. So, like, in a way, that's, like, empowering women and showing that, like, girls can play video games, too.
So, for me, I got into the video game because my mom was playing it. So, I remember, we got this new computer and like we got the game for free. It wasn't like the very first one, but like it was one of the sequels, and we got it for free, and then like she used to play it all the time. So that's how I got into playing it. This was like back in like 2000 or like 1999 or something. So I still play the game. I still played the latest Tomb Raider that was released in 2013. And I think that like playing the game when I was little and seeing this like amazing woman who was like solving mysteries and like finding artifacts was very empowering. And I really like the fact that they continue to make new games and they continue developing the character, the stories, and the graphics as well. Because if you look at the very first Tomb Raider and the very last one, there's a huge difference in graphics, gameplay, and although you're doing basically the same thing, you're solving puzzles, you're finding artifacts, you feel the difference and the development that the game has been through.
So this is the first time I've actually like played or even heard about the game Tomb Raider. I played through the original Tomb Raider and then the Tomb Raider Anniversary. So the original Tomb Raider was very interesting. It was like exploration game, but also action based. So like you can jump around, fight like dogs, or like and like discover things too. And it was also like historical based because like you had to find artifacts, and that was like the purpose of the game. As for like Tomb Raider Anniversary, it was like better graphics, but it was exactly the same as the original Tomb Raider, and like I think that shows like, for people to make the same exact game with just better graphics, it just shows the, like, deep respect people have for the game. If they wanted to still play the game, the same exact game, but just to see it in better quality.
So also the fact that they made so many games just shows how much respect that people have for that one video game. They've made a total of 16 different Tomb Raiders, and they also have a movie starring Angelina Jolie, who was, I think she was the original face of Tomb Raider, so they designed Tomb Raider based off of her appearance. And in 1996, this video game, it sort of revolutionized 3D graphics. So this was the very first video game that was created with, which was at the time, like, a lot of detail. It influenced almost every game that followed, and it changed gaming forever. So the same game, Tomb Raider Anniversary, that was remade, which Anikal just played, this was so that they could probably probably revisit the story that changed gaming and give the classic game a modern touch.
So, like, another way that, like, we can see that people have, like, deep respect for this game is that, like, after it was first released, they started to create many platforms for the game. So, like, people could play it on Xbox, PlayStation, iOS, Android, Game Boy, and so many other things.
So, in Ian Bogart's book, he talks about reverence and how it relates to the church. But before we read the book, we sort of assumed that reverence meant deep respect. So I guess that's how our definition and the definition used in the book, they differ. He talks about the reverent church in contrast to us talking about the actual definition of reverence, which is to have deep respect for someone. So we talk about how Tomb Raider has been in respect to reverence as respect. So although the game is sort of successful in helping to motivate women in general and empower them, you can't help but notice the sexualization of the main character herself, Lara Croft. You can probably tell, like, in every game, the size of her chest gets bigger, her body gets more feminine, if you can say that, but that might be a marketing strategy that the company used when they first developed the game that had a female protagonist to attract young men to play the game. But I think that now, in 2016, we could take it the other way. Like, even though they used it as a marketing strategy, it indirectly helped empower women into believing that they could do whatever they wanted to. Like, even if it's, like, a hot girl running around a tomb just, like, shooting things, it made women believe that they are capable of doing whatever they want to, regardless of what their bodies look like.
Like, so that raises the question, like, what the producers, like, intentions were at first. Like, in, like, either side, to either empower or to sexualize, like, can be seen. So, like, from my perspective, when I, like, first played it, I didn't really see it as, like, the female character being sexualized. I saw it as more empowering for, like, girls to be able to play. But, like, after, like reading and researching about this game and, like, seeing articles of how it's controversial, how it might be sexualizing females, I can see that point of view, because, like, a lot of the times, like, in the, at least in the first game, like, the point of view is, like, from her butt, from the, or, like, you see her butt for majority of the game.
At the end of the day, we can't really figure out why the producers made Lara Croft as seemingly sexualized as they did, but I guess you can look at it from, like, different perspectives. They can either have made it to attract the male audience, they could have made it to empower women, or because it was modeled on an actual woman, and in some of the games the model women changed, they could just have tried to imitate or recreate her body type in the video game. I guess it could also depend on the model that they were using for a specific video game. At the end of the day, for me personally, I do feel empowered by the video game. Just because she looks more feminine in the latter games doesn't mean that the game isn't supporting feminism, and I think that's just what feminism is about. You can look attractive, that still won't go against feminism, because that's what feminism is about. It's about being comfortable with your appearance, and if
that is the appearance of Tomb Raider, then I think that we should all be comfortable with it.
Thank you for listening to Gamecast.
I'm Samsara.
And I'm Annika.
And this is our analysis of Tomb Raider in comparison to Reverence.